Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is Julia living with you guys now?
No, she's keeping her place in Richmond.
Oh, she's baking down in Richmond.
And paying for it herself. She also works at a print shop, to be fair.
Okay.
Which is
really cool.
She's
Oscar, I think it's time for you to adopt a young adult.
No, I have one. Her name's Shannon.
My wife lives down close to Sanibel, near the causeway that goes
over. Right, that's where her shore is, right?
Works down there.
Yeah.
And she, I have to tell the truth now. She's living down there.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? Mike, there's nothing like time apart to strengthen a marriage.
If anybody knows how I can score tickets in Miami to the Giants-Miami game.
I know.
You do?
Yes. StubHub.com.
Shut up, Oscar.
Mike, that was so much like Tommy Boy. Shut up, Oscar.
Shut up, Oscar. Your brain's got the shell on it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
The password is iconic movie clips.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
I'm sorry. I just, sometimes when I'm waddling around doing nothing.
You're not a patient man.
I throw it. No, I'm not. No, I like to have, when I buy a gift, I like to present it.
Exactly.
And that's an old gift that I...
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
And it's completely fine to play that because, out of context.
I think it's a cooking show, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, see, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
There you go. I won't.
People start thinking and then we get in trouble. That's the way it goes. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. In the summer of 2023, the year that nobody gets spared from anything. That's the feeling I'm getting. I'm getting that feeling of climatological dread that it is simply a matter of time for where I live, where it's going to happen again. Who knows? I just feel like everything is, everything I'm looking at lately is glacial water releases in Alaska causing devastation.
The storms are, there's so much, this is I think a continuation of yesterday's conversation. Like the type of devastation that's been caused around, especially our hemisphere, is unprecedented.
Yeah.
So for the hurricane season, I would be, I would be nervous if I were you.
I am. And it's the weirdest summer we've ever had here. Well, I don't want to say, I haven't been here that long.
Do they have a way to track the way the summer goes to predict hurricane season? I know the hurricanes are isolated from the summer, but
they have models and they have predictions.
Are they saying anything?
What does Caesar say?
Yeah.
As far as the hurricane season, I believe it is expected to be heavier than normal. That's what they said. But it seems like more and more we get these things late in the summer, the fall. It goes all the way to November.
I have a doom and gloom indicator that's going to depress you, but if you'd like me to share.
I'm in a very good mood.
Okay.
I'm sleep deprived. Taylor Sheridan, but I will tell, I'll get to that later. But I'm curious. I'm just curious about the planet and everything that's happening.
About 2 months ago, a ton of headlines, at least within my feed, were coming through about big insurance no longer essentially, writing new policies for homes in Florida or leaving Florida altogether.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Old story down here.
Do you think big insurance knows something we don't know?
No, big insurance just took such an amazing hit. The biggest hit for insurance.
Yes.
And I don't know what I'm speaking perhaps out of school without total knowledge of this, but I know from personal experience that a huge hit for insurance is roof replacement. And after the last series of storms for a few years now, big roofing brought in big legal. And I'm a benefactor of that. I used it at my other home before we moved over here. And we had, it was a neighbor of mine who was an attorney, and he said to me, well, I was denied by, I think, an insurance adjuster for roof replacement because there was damage during the hurricane, but they denied me anyway. And I talked to this attorney. He says, well, you should use this company. I said, why? Well, they have an in-house legal department, and they do it. And they, you know, they negotiate, and they get approval.
The roofing company.
And they fight the insurance company.
Oh, good for them.
Well, that's cool.
Inside the roof company. And then they all started doing it, and they all started winning. Mm. And they had an amazing winning percentage, and so
winning.
But I don't consider it winning. I consider it fair because these were roofs that were
premiums.
Damaged.
Yeah.
During a storm, and they get a gazillion dollars. And so I think that put a big lick on insurance companies. It's a constant battle. There are people down in. Last night I was speaking. Maybe two nights ago I was speaking to a woman who has a business on Sanibel, which is a barrier island off the coast of Fort Myers. And she was talking about, and people should be aware of this, because the media goes away, the TV trucks go away early on, that there are people who are still without a home. There are people that are still without a functional home. There are people still unable to do it. The attitude on this little hamlet of Sanibel Island, beautiful place in Southwest Florida, is that the rebuilding now will be for the elite, because these investment groups and these developers have swooped in and gotten properties that have been devastated on the cheap, and they are going to rebuild palaces for people. So another check mark. Probably vertical, Oscar, because that's the way they roll with these. You know, who would do anything else if you had the means? Because, and that once again, the little guy, you know, that was just relies on insurance, relies on disaster aid, relies on help from the county, from the city, from the federal government, from the state government. All the little guys, and you don't hear about this, are the ones that are summarily effed in a storm. And in this case, the way it's trending is that you're going to have a lot of these rebuilds. The only people that can afford to do it are the people with super deep pockets. So the rich are getting their new shiny houses.
Once again, benefiting where everyone else suffers.
And I'm not talking about the, you know, the people with money. I'm talking about the rich.
Yeah.
That can build $3, $4, $5 million houses.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity if you have a lot of money.
What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are still people that are lining up weekly. My wife lives down close to Sanibel, near the causeway that goes
over. Right. That's where her shore is, right?
Works down there.
Yeah.
And she, well, no, I have to tell the truth now. She's living down there.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? No. Mike, there's nothing like time apart to strengthen
a
marriage.
She's moved.
She's down there. She's down there. And there is a distribution center, food pantry, with a massive parking lot, one of the biggest parking lots. And it is full on the days of the week. They're not every day. On the days of the week that they open up. And lines. This is today. This is a, you know, essentially almost a year from the devastation. And so it goes on, and people don't pay attention to it. And I just think that it's been top of mind this week because I've been down there and I've talked. And I talked to a lady the other night. We forget our tragedies in America so quickly. We are so on to the next thing, and we don't realize. A woman I'm talking to the other night had a 73-year-old father-in-law, died of COVID. You don't hear about that.
Wow.
You know, we were talking about they don't put up memorials. They put memorials up to people that get murdered, but they don't put memorials up to all the people that died about COVID. It was just swept away.
Yeah.
It's swept away because people have, you know, agendas going on. But there are people hurting down here. That, Oscar, you missed it last week. It's why I was so glad to get those people from FK Your Diet on that, you know, just open their doors and went, here's food. No
That's
red tape.
Sweet.
Here's our food. Come and grab it. But yeah, there is a complete and total reset down in Southwest Florida after Ian. When you get a devastator and you get a direct hit, your attitude, there was such a cavalier attitude on hurricanes down here. People were like, we get them all the time. That's completely changed. The question you ask people who stayed during Ian usually is, would you do it again? Absolutely not. You get that all the time.
Wow.
Absolutely not. And I spoke to a woman who was in a high rise on the 9th floor who to this day because of the legal battles and the association, the condo association, mm-hmm. is not back in her home, and her home is not functional, and she can't get in there. And I said, well, what was, would you stay again? She said, absolutely not. I said, why? She said, because on the ninth floor of the high rise, the building was shaking when the winds came through. If you think you're safe in one of those from storm surge,
supposed to be hurricane proof.
It's scary stuff. So people are still
easy to write on an ad.
I feel bad for you. You got to deal with it.
I do too.
It sounds like, I hope it's not worse this year, but
I do too. I do, and it's back. And today, life goes on. Back to school for most of the kids in the area.
That's
people
terrific.
Are marching back to school. When do they go back to school in Washington D.C.?
Next week, I believe, for Loudoun County. That's when Carrie goes.
You don't
in.
Worry about it anymore. It doesn't affect you anymore.
Well,
does it?
It does because my wife is a teacher.
When does she go back to school?
She has already begun prepping. I think she's in training this week. And I think the students come in someday next week, I think.
Okay.
But she's started up again. Robert goes back to WVU on Saturday to start his. And Julia is, of course, still working in the vegan bake shop. Stop by for a dry scone.
And she's out now.
She's done.
Yeah. So
we've got
that's two kids on the show.
Yeah,
that are
two
baking.
More years.
Yeah, that's two kids. Your daughter and my daughter baking. That's good.
Really?
All right. Yeah. It's.
Mike, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean. I just worry. I want the best for my kids. That's
what
isn't
Connor going to take care of her?
He is. He's taking care of her. Yeah. He's saving up. But anyway, that's. No, I think he's going to be fine. I just worry. He knows I worry. I worry. I'm very open and honest. With all of my thoughts, Oscar.
What's the old blessing? You know? I give you a loaf of bread so that you shall never know hunger.
Is Julia living with you guys now?
No, she's keeping her place in Richmond.
Oh, she's baking down in Richmond.
And paying for it herself. She also works at a print shop, to be fair.
So she says she wants to take a year off before she figures out what she wants to do.
And she's still printing her zines, she's in a zine show this weekend in Richmond.
What's a zine?
A zine is a little, basically you fold a piece of 8x8.5x11 paper into a small pamphlet, and she does artwork and writes in it. And they're very cute. They're really neat. She did one. She saw Carrie yesterday, and she wrote one about Carrie that was extraordinarily sweet about when she her best day ever when she was a kid. And
But it's a greeting card of some kind.
Well, it's more like a
it's a mini magazine.
It's a mini magazine, and they're popular among that age group. Her one of her final projects,
something that the old man missed again.
Her final project for college was. They found an abandoned Richmond Times-Dispatch newspaper box that you used to see on the street corner, and they stripped it down and repainted it with their logo and put it on campus and used it to distribute their zines.
Okay.
Which is really cool. She's
Oscar, I think it's time for you to adopt a young adult.
No, I have one. Her name's Shannon.
So why did you want to talk about back to school first today? Why did you want
to
do
that? Well, I think back to school now is completely different for someone that has a kid that's, in elementary school, because when I was a kid, it was make sure you had your Texas Instruments calculator and
TI-49,
all your notebooks.
Right.
I'm old enough that if you had a computer at school, that was cool. Now everybody has.
Oh,
do you guys have any memories of academic anxiety? Are you able to go back and remember
100%.
Enough where you remembered what grades were? A little stressful. Michael's very stressed out for going into fourth grade. Very much so.
I think it's changed now, but when I was a student, the switch to intermediate school was from 6th to 7th grade. So elementary school was K-6, and then your intermediates were 7th mm-hmm. and 8th. I panicked for 7th grade.
7th grade is 7th and 8th grade for me were the worst years.
You're going through puberty. You're figuring out what's going on. You're growing hair where you never had hair before.
Meanness,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and then
bounds at that age.
You have to. If you're a public school, you have to figure out what you're going to wear to school. If you're cool or not.
Yeah. Mm. Lockers and changing classes, which was
I was not cool.
That was tough. It was.
Were you
weird.
Bullied? Either one of you bullied at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
was bullied by Oscar.
I thought I was cool.
That's
but
now.
I wasn't really cool.
Back then.
Yeah, you thought what was cool?
I thought I was cool, but I was not cool in middle school.
Okay.
Because I was getting good grades. And I was apparently a nerd.
Nothing is cooler than academia.
You were getting good grades in middle school.
I was getting great grades and probably until my senior year in high school.
What I remember about middle school.
When I found the magic vagina.
Now, was that a class? Or
no, it was my girlfriend in high school.
I see. Yes.
In high school?
Yeah.
So you were active in high school.
Who wasn't?
Well, I wasn't.
I mean, you met the French girl behind the shed in Maine. I thought you were 16.
It was not high school.
Not high school.
And
I don't
that
count.
Was not behind the shed.
Stop it. I don't want more detail. I don't need more detail, Rob.
I'm helping you. Don't need to fill that in. Just saying
behind
that
a cracker
behind
barrel.
A shed would be fine. Behind a shed is perfectly not aware. That's good for me. I like that. But my point
not
is.
Not in code either.
That behind was, Dick Queasy's.
That was, pardon the pun, a one-off.
Oh.
And then the high school career was very lots of dating, but not a lot of becoming a man, if you know what I mean. That clicked in sophomore year of college.
No, oh, you've made up for lost time.
What Jesus. I call the windfall years. The windfall years in college. Oh my God. It was just what happened. I think it was right before I started to get my college 25-pound weight gain. It was when I got to American University and transferred in my junior year. Mm-hmm. The writing was on the wall.
What were the Bushnell years?
High school.
High school. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but they just held hands.
Well, maybe not.
No, the two sisters I dated both of them.
You didn't steal
one
a smooch.
One was more of a friend. I stole a smooch from the one sister, but the other sister was.
It was Candace
Bushnell. She prefers to be called Candace now.
Oh.
That was just the prom.
Okay, that's right.
Her senior prom, and I went with her in my. She's 1 year older than I am. I went with her in her senior year, my junior year.
Okay,
and then after she graduated. My senior year, I dated her sister. Both lovely, lovely women.
Never made girls. It up to the mom?
No, never. I don't think I ever met the mom.
Mother Bushnell.
But I think she was also, lovely.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Mac, when did you get active?
Still waiting.
Oh, good man.
That's nice.
Attaboy. Late bloomer. You know what I like about you, Mac?
He tells the
truth. I like your balls.
Yes.
I really do.
Yeah.
I like the
maybe he should pursue you.
And don't take that out of context, please. No, he's just
That is the social.
Oh, no.
But cut it off when he says it.
Oh, no. No.
You know what I like about you, young man?
Yes, I like
your balls.
I like your balls.
God, they're going to bet that I might have a social worker at my door.
No.
You know what I like about you, Mac? You're untouched. You're pure.
You know, you can wear a white tuxedo to your wedding.
I think we have fostered an environment for Mac where he's just completely honest.
That's true.
And no filter, and I like that. I like the fact that he right away he lets people know. That's it. I think he's going to make a fine.
We got to get is Kiki K divorced yet?
All the way with Kiki K.
We got to get a listener to flower.
I think she is single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Unfortunately, I think the actuarial tables would prohibit a plethora.
You don't know what a woman's body's capable of.
I know what a woman's body is capable of. I'm just saying.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Well, yeah, that could happen.
And Carrie's significantly older than me.
I'm probably being a hypocrite by mentioning that.
Just get a yardstick and then just explain. This is the areola. This is what you do here.
Why do you need a yardstick?
I think Mac
like as a pointer.
It,
okay.
Yes.
Is it for lack of trying or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not... I enjoy being alone.
Oh, okay.
As do I. Do you want Shannon? You can have
Do you
one.
Really enjoy being alone, Oscar?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, look.
I do too.
If I could go back, I would introduce Shannon to a wonderful, strapping young man that could give her babies, and I would be alone. I would be alone if I could go back in time.
But
I love
you would still
her.
Be married to her?
No.
Totally alone.
This is
go back.
Sad.
You just said then, if we're going to be aggrid, I could go back in time, I would have her marry another man.
You would be a marriage merchant. And you would say,
being married is so much work. And everybody warned me. They're like, dude, don't do it. Like, I'm so unhappy. My friends that were married would tell me secretly they were unhappy.
No, I love being married. I think that's great.
I think that's one way for you, unfortunately.
Do you love it, Rob? Do you love it?
Yes.
I don't think Carrie loves it.
I do. Well, you know what? She signed the paper. She made the promise before God. I didn't bring her. I didn't twist her arm to do that. But after being together for 26 years and change, I think time apart is very important.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Some of the best marriages I know, or the most successful marriages I know, are, you know, rooted in that.
Yeah.
You know? And as I said, now, you know, when Michael goes back to school, I'm going to have a lot of time when I can kind of just do my own thing.
Hi, Mac. It's me, Mike.
Stop it. And I'm looking forward to getting things done around the house, stuff that I've been putting off all summer. Summertime for people with kids. Especially young kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's brutal. Though, if you have a great relationship like you do, Mike, and I won't be disrespectful of his personal life, but a good friend of ours took his daughters to the Taylor Swift concert. One of, I think, was seven nights at sold out at the Eras Tour, the last leg of her first American tour.
Mike, Taylor Swift is quite popular right now.
And mm-hmm. Everybody that I know that has gone to that tour across the country, they talk about the amount of love and the dopamine rush that hits you whether you're a fan or not. And when he mentioned that he was going, I was literally jealous. And I don't get jealous.
Jealous of like his family status.
Well,
where
I was jealous that the man. Well, the man's fertile, clearly, because he's got kids. So there you go.
Seems to be a theme
so
here.
Jealous.
Yes, and then
you're jealous
and
on that level.
And then the other is that he gets to experience this with his kids, which is going to be from what I'm hearing. Anybody that goes, whether they have kids or not, it's a monumental experience because it's just the first of its kind of this type of concert. Right?
It's funny what you're jealous of, because I have what you're jealous of.
Yes.
What I'm jealous of is when I'm out on a golf course and a guy announces that I thought was older, much older, that it's his 63rd birthday. And the other guy asks him, when did you retire? And he said, 13 years ago. And I go, and I'm like, that's because the guys that are no longer in the game are mostly approaching the 70, and I have no business being jealous of them because I love what I do, and B, I'm going to do it for a long time, and I'm fine with that. You know, if the thing can last, we're very excited. But these guys that can, you know, it's the kids done with kids, done with work, done with, and they are literally, where am I going to poop? What time do I show up for my tea time? And where am I going to have dinner? And sometimes when it's a whirling dervish, as this week has been, when it's just nonstop, I get jealous of those guys.
Really?
And I get jealous of the total
the freedom.
Yeah, but they're not all that happy. They're probably bored to death.
Well, everyone has sadness in their life.
If we all consume less, we could figure out a way to retire on our own dime, right?
Like absolutely.
Like in any capacity. Like you can decide what your level of comfort for retirement is. Especially as you get into your 50s and 60s and 70s, depending on what you want and what drives you. So I think those are that's in the eye of the beholder. I don't no longer equate retirement as in you've made so much money that you get to do whatever the F you want when you want.
Right.
Because I've seen enough families retire and they drive a Hyundai or a Volvo or a Prius and they live within the means that they have and that's it. They're not, you know, doing crazy things, and it is what it is.
Right.
That's
a good way to live, though, by the way.
Agreed.
I have to recommend that.
Agreed.
I've lived at many different, with many different perspectives in my life, and I never got to the chase the next door neighbors, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
where you're
keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, my God, that's pressure. That's pressure I do not need. And I was looking at our spending today, this morning, actually, before the show. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And I knew every single thing. I knew every little bitty tiny thing. I knew, a trip to Walmart. I knew, you know, And that's not a bad, and you're right. If everybody was like that, I think we'd be better off. I really
I don't know if we'd be well. We still need the capitalists to build, right? But if you
can have the capitalists to build, you can have that, you know?
And, Oscar was almost human for a second, wasn't he?
Wasn't he?
Yeah,
he
very
was really,
close.
He was really being very, very
I'm not
cool.
Saying we need what the robber barons. I'm not saying it's what I want to do. I'm saying it's what you guys
You still
want to
be a...
Yes.
Oscar thinking about me and Rob?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should
put us together. That's it. I've gotten that vibe free for a whole fucking year. Yeah, we ease to that.
I'm not saying it's
have
me.
Have we not eased to
what
that,
I
Rob?
Want.
I'm in your boat. I'm in your boat now. I am fully in your boat, and I have to accept it. I have no other choice.
Yeah. But Oscar won't be happy until he's running a railroad.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't need B&O. I just need one of the other guys.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, it
don't,
is. I see my.
You know who's saying don't poke the bear now? This guy. This guy. You know, the old Mike, 9:15 today. I said, thanks for the notice. And I would have been, and he'd get angry. And I'd be in dire straits. And I can't go that. The last fight we had, he wrangled me. He broke the stallion with the last fight
it's
we
so,
had.
It's so no. sad to see.
I don't live in fear of Oscar, but I definitely don't.
How about
want,
this? We trust each other for the path ahead.
I don't know. I do trust
yes.
you.
Yes.
There's no. First of all, it wouldn't matter.
Correct.
Now
correct.
Because I've trusted. Yeah. Back in the days I didn't. You've proven yourself. So that's cool. But it's definitely a dynamic that just when you lump me in with Lumpy.
I'm just messing
Christ.
Around.
Look, God, that hurts.
I dream of.
Oh, but it's great for me.
My sister-in-law's.
Welcome, fellow
it probably
lump.
Isn't that bad for you, right?
What do you mean?
Well, being, you know, when he puts us together like that. You know,
I was just teasing.
Here's what's weird. It's really a big deal for you. But it doesn't really affect me at all.
It doesn't affect you. Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he's happy. Like, he's happy. And he was happy before his hospital stay.
Yes.
He's happy now. That's what makes him so special. Like, he's just
he
happy.
He seems happy. His marriage seems happy.
It's crumbling. But he's happy. He is happy.
It's the lumpy factor, Mike.
I'm sorry. I will never call you lumpy again.
Yes, you will.
I will never call you lumpy again.
And it doesn't
What's
matter.
That from?
All right.
Lumpy
it
is.
It should matter. Hey,
Animal House?
No, it's from Leave It to Beaver.
You know what I wish for you, Rob?
What?
I wish for things to matter. I want it all to matter to you.
Okay.
All to matter. You don't like Lumpy, do you?
It's all right. You've called me a lot worse.
Oh, come on. Oh, jeez. See?
Was
that's passive aggressive.
Was the character Lumpy in Animal House as well?
No.
Lumpy Rutherford was a Leave It to Beaver character.
Yeah, he was played by Frank Bank. His father was Mr. Rutherford, Fred Rutherford. Played by Richard Deacon. Okay, you know what? I don't like Lumpy.
The beaten down coworker will be played by Rob Spiegel.
No, it's not anything like that.
You've called me worse.
Well,
oh my God.
What I should say is I've deserved it. So, Mike, no more Lumpy. We can agree on that.
All right.
Very good.
You don't like.
There he is.
You.
Oh no, that's just too close to home.
Way to go, Mac.
Don't hit it.
Way to go. That's awesome. I love
that's
that.
That's a low blow. I'd be upset if I was Rob.
You know what? I file all this jealousy stuff. Grass is always greener. You always think the grass is always
true.
If you were taking two daughters to a Taylor Swift concert, you'd want to put a knitting needle in your eye. I guarantee you that.
No, you wouldn't.
Where did you hear this love thing?
No.
Where did you hear
about
that?
From multiple people that have gone to this tour.
And Mike, if you
take
your kids.
That aren't like you.
No, I've been to a concert with Oscar. Oscar's a good concert.
Yes, we love music.
Is he a lighter holder?
No,
I would if I could.
But I will say that some of my favorite moments with my kids have been at concerts.
Right?
Yes. Because it's something that you can overlap on. Fallout Boy, which I was not a fan of Fallout
Boy.
They're fine, but I'm not a fan. And Julia screamed so hard her voice was altered for 4 days. I've never seen her that happy, and it's great to be a part of that.
While we're on the subject of taking our kids to something.
Yes.
If anybody knows, and I shouldn't do this, but I'm sorry, I don't do it very often, so I'm appealing to a way in, all right? If anybody knows how I can score tickets in Miami to the Giants Miami game and do it at a reasonable rate.
I know.
You do?
Yes. StubHub.com.
Shut up, Oscar. trying to get somebody that's got a connection. Okay?
That was a very
how often do I go for a naked hookup? You know what?
Never.
I just can't.
Mike, that
I
was so much can't. Like Tommy Boy. Shut up, Oscar.
Shut up, Oscar. Your brain's got the shell on it. Oh, I'll ask Oscar because yes. Oscar's dabbled in NFL tickets.
Yeah,
more than
of course.
Both of them.
My
Let me
God.
Ask you this question. So here's my theory.
Yes.
All right. Preseason would be when they announce the schedule. You know, a lot of New Yorkers.
The worst time to purchase them.
On the East Coast. And tickets like, are you kidding me? Even up there?
Yeah.
That's how much. And I said, well, wait a minute. If the Giants suck ass. And,
correct. Where in the season? Where in the season
during,
is the matchup?
During the season, but where they
mid-season
are.
Mid-season or when's the game?
Mid to late season.
Oh, Tua will be out. He'll have like three concussions. They'll have a random quarterback in.
So they'll
get
it'll
him cheaper.
Be,
yeah, yeah. Get him on the fire sale.
Mike, I've yeah. you know, for Good. Big events, if you're going to StubHub it, do it week of because people panic. Yeah. People
okay.
panic and prices
right.
drop.
You got it. I will plan. Yeah. There, see? I got help from my own guys.
Done
I don't need help
and
from anybody.
Done.
Unless you get a rich relative, you know. In by the way, I would do all my voices. You know, if you had
Mike,
you know,
Wellington Mara is calling me. Would you like to speak to him?
The dead owner of the New York Kenny? No, grass is always greener, isn't
yes,
it, fellas?
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Yeah.
No, I've seen really, really wealthy people. They seem very happy.
But you know what? Also,
like,
Mike,
the air of happiness seems like they're not even thinking about the next
guys,
3 years.
I've seen miserable rich people.
Yeah. I know
too,
that you're talking about. Yeah. These guys down here, when they talk about their travel.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. I know you love to travel.
Well,
so,
I mentioned to somebody yesterday on a call that has something. Then this was afternoon. This is a podcast call, and they said, like, did you get a chance to go? We're on vacation this summer, and I was like, I went to see my brother. Nothing crazy. And they're like, I just got back from Nantucket, and it's like, well, you know, we summer up there every. Have you ever been? And I was just like, what? I was like, I'm going to Medellin in September.
Yeah. That is it. But I told Carla that. I told Carla that. And that sounds fascinating to
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea. This is going to be one of your trips where, you know, due to the restrictions,
correct.
Oscar will not be checking in. So he's going to get on a plane. He's going to fly to Medellin. Yeah. And then
I'll come back
I,
in a
Rob,
duffel bag.
You and I are going. Play the waiting game, yes. you know. What if he comes back, comes into the studio, goes, how was your trip? It was fine.
It was a lovely okay. country that I enjoyed very much.
Right.
Be like
Rob,
the Manchurian
you can
candidate.
Start putting together a Medellin soundboard.
Yes.
Okay.
There
right?
are plenty of films.
Anytime we bring up Medellin, you know, please put that would be something, and I might try to source that as well. It should be a lot of fun.
But Mike, don't you feel as you get older, there's less grass is greener going on?
I don't know. No, I don't. I hate to tell you that.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
I don't. No, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I still have the eye of the tiger a little bit. I still have ambition.
You're still
what
hungry.
We do. I am hungry because yes. of what we do.
Many ways.
I am hungry because of what we do and how I view what we do. And for the listeners to know this, I think it's a good thing that I value this and I'm proud of this and I think that this is fun and entertaining every day.
But I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking
no,
about life.
No, but I'm
life.
Saying that the success of it.
Right.
No, he still wants more. Mike would
the only
want more,
measure
yeah.
that I want, the only measure, it's, I love this, and I like to innovate with this, and obviously having more coming into this show would allow us to do different things. I think we do great with what we've got, but gathering more people. Sharing this with more people is my constant desire that I would love
your
to.
Your competitive edge reminds me, and this is with high praise. When I have conversations with you, or I have conversations with Donnie Simpson, or I have conversations with—
Jealousy! There's jealousy right there.
With Reed Galen.
Yes.
This high level of competition to succeed at the craft or whichever medium they're working in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some cases, a little more important than others outside of radio ratings.
Right.
Or if you're trying to save this democracy, I think, you know, we can all get behind that.
Sure. Good guys.
It is really, that is infectious where you're like, okay, you want to win. Mm-hmm. We're here to win as well. That
yeah.
level, that's mm-hmm. what pushes you.
Yeah. There's there absolutely. And so. Maybe somewhere in the back of my mind, I will never accept the status quo. I don't think you ever have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it exists there. And yeah. You know, little things that we do on this show that just mean the
Dominique
world to us.
Dominique has that same edge. Matter of fact, he's like, we're talking about YouTube strategy. He's launching a new show in the fall. Like, it is.
It's the fun part.
It is. It's like go time, right? That competitive side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the fun part.
Yes.
It's the fun part every day, you know? Michael, make your own Jimmy Dean muffin. Daddy's working. Yeah. You know, that's it. That's where we are. I'm a Mr. Mom. I've got a kid in the room next door, and he's chugging along. Oh, and just a little thing. If I can brag, I'm sorry that I brag. My kid is not the fastest kid on his team. He's not the slowest, and he's upper middle of the pack. But they do a lap. They do the football field lap before every practice in full pads in 96 when we arrived at the game. Last night, second night in a row, leader of the pack on pure hustle. If you do not think that is making the heart beat out of my chest when I'm watching my kid come in first simply because and see his hands go down to his knees because it is warm out there.
He's pushing
and
it.
Yeah.
He
you ever want to run alongside him?
That note. Okay. Shut up. Shut up, Oscar.
That was pretty
good. Here we are. We have to do the thing. Run alongside of him. That would be funny. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Washington, D.C. and the Oscar and Rob Show. Today, a tribute to our former fearless leader.
We had something happen.
We'll be right back, everybody. Here is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime.
Yes.
But you can fight. Yes, you can fight. You can fight back. Discover Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. You can take control of your hair health. You can improve growth. You can improve thickness and scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men. Take the hair health wellness quiz and get a personalized plan for better hair health through whole body wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men.
Am I going to say this without...
Yes.
I don't know what they allow you to say anymore because I know... I've been taking the 4 pills in the morning.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, and this, I was skeptical because we don't like being flim-flam men or anything like that.
Right.
Like, something's working. Let me tell
you.
That's awesome. That's great to hear.
That's awesome. And look, they wouldn't be talking about those numbers if they weren't doing some good.
Correct.
Yeah. Nutrafol.com/men. Enter a promo code, though. You got to do that. That's TMOS, Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS, everybody.
I will build a round table.
I never seen an issue that was so dangerous it couldn't be talked about.
The round table.
As we go into the NFL season, and this is one of the reasons I reformatted the news here, so we could do occasionally more deep dives on stuff. Mm-hmm. And everybody has, football is the way to go in this country now.
That was the
biggest. Everybody is curious about their particular team. So I wanted to get all of them involved here when the NFL teams were valued. In general, NFL teams are more valuable than they were last year. I have the list of all the teams and their value. It probably goes without saying you know what the most valuable team is. Do you happen to know that one off
Dallas
the top
Cowboys?
Of your head?
It's America's
Cowboys.
Team.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Let me just rapidly go through from worst to first. Another guessing game. What do you think the last place one is?
The least valuable
least,
franchise?
Least valuable
Browns.
Franchise.
The Browns. Doo-doo Browns.
You are in the right state.
Oh.
Ohio.
Bengals?
Yes, Bengals.
Oh, very good.
Oh, man.
At $4 billion, though. Okay. Hey, Cincinnati.
Well, they would take $3.9
Isn't
in
that
cash.
The GDP of all of Cincinnati?
But right in the
took
fourth
the team out, the whole state would be sucked into the earth.
A lot of them are at four. A lot of them are in the fours. In fact, the majority of the teams are in that.
Can you give us the top 10?
$4 billion. I'll give you the top. I'll go through all the ones that are in the fours.
As
Cincinnati,
the numbers
Jacksonville,
get bigger, the teams
he hates sports. All right, let me go.
May
through
May I say
these.
Something about the Browns? I'm sorry. Before
yes,
you get through
the Browns. Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So there's the latest Netflix series And I'll take it. It's on Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
We all remember him. His flash
one of
the
flameouts. Yes. One of the big flameouts in the history of sport.
I didn't realize this, and I feel like a rube for not knowing this, but a lot of these digital playbooks have readouts of to the coaches if they actually, like, how much game time someone's watching game film mm-hmm. on these tablets. And Johnny Manziel watched 0.0 game film.
Unbelievable.
Throughout his NFL career.
A quarterback. The guy that probably should spend the most time watching film.
He would just go in there and sling the ball and then fail miserably. wonder why.
And at the pro level, there's so much more involved in that.
Can
so,
I say something about the Browns?
Yes, go ahead.
They were Elvis's favorite football team.
That's great.
He used to mail them plays.
Oh, that's very, I wonder if they used any of them. Cincinnati, Jacksonville, going from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
Detroit, Buffalo. Isn't that surprising? Wouldn't you think Buffalo would be more valuable?
They have a terrible stadium.
I think I should buy it.
Number 30, 29 is Buffalo. Tampa Bay.
Yes.
By the way, they're all within
Media markets, though, right? Doesn't it draw the media markets?
I believe that has a lot to do with it.
You got 4 billion, 4 billion, 4.1, 4.13, 4.15. Tampa, Arizona, New Orleans, Cleveland at 4.2 billion. Indianapolis, Baltimore, 4.24 billion. Carolina, Tennessee Titans, still in the fours, people. They're all about $4 billion. Minnesota, almost $4.5 billion. Kansas City, a little over $4.5 billion. L.A. Chargers, here we go. We're getting to the biggies now. Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers at 16. Seattle, Denver, Atlanta, Miami, Houston. Now we get into the top 10. I'm very surprised that, as new as they are, but they are valuable. The Las Vegas Raiders are $5.77 billion franchise. The Eagles, followed by the Chicago Bears, and then your Washington Commanders. Mm. And by the way, with the Washington Commanders up in what's the deal with naming and stuff? Is there? I hear rumors floating around all the time.
Take some time to get that done. But
are they going to do that?
I think they're
going to
rename it. Yeah,
they're going to rename the team. That's exciting. I like that. I think that's a good idea.
And there is a buzz. You don't. I mean, I don't feel the hate as strong as we did in the past.
Yeah, but it's going to be a big cold bucket of water when they realize that, you know, a new owner is great, but it's only been a few months since the last season. It's going to be largely the same team. So get ready for some disappointment, I think, as they build.
But I think it's
I see so many people looking for a flip of the switch.
It's not the team. They're going to look just if they improve the stadium from now, like even the club level, right?
Right.
Or they shore up some of the experience at the stadium. That's a step in the right direction.
That's huge. That is huge. But I mean, people are, you know, they're screaming how great the team is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
And it's going to be really rough. Yeah. I feel sorry for them.
So when you get into the top eight, that's
what was the value of the Commanders, by the way?
The Commanders
just sold, right?
They just sold $6.05 billion.
That's a lot more. I mean,
well, that's how much they just sold it for.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money if you consider a lot of them are at four.
But it's still, it's still the Commanders.
When you get into the $6 billion club, it starts with Chicago and goes all the way through to number three. You got the Jets, Niners, Patriots, and L.A. Rams all in the sixes. Then the top two, my beloved, the New York Giants at 7.4, of course, the New York market.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, just waxing the rest by $2 billion. Almost $2 billion. The Dallas Cowboys at $9.2 billion. This is just amazing. You know, it's crazy.
New stadiums help. The support of the cities help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you recall, the Commanders at one point, they were the most valuable franchise.
I recall this.
Right? And
then they were.
Old Danny
Boy. Way
back
when. Yeah.
Do you think the Jets are high? I mean, not just because of their market, but because of the buzz about them this year. Do you think that would be enough to change the value?
No,
well,
they have
a betting story yesterday. That
that's what I'm talking about.
They got to win something first.
Yeah. More people. It's still going. This story still got legs. More people. Usually, this goes two ways. It goes away, or it's legitimized by more folks. Well, more people are accusing Lizzo of inappropriate sexual behavior. After the singer was sued for sexual harassment by three of her former backup dancers, attorneys representing the lawsuit against Lizzo confirmed on Wednesday that they have been reviewing and vetting new complaints from at least six people with similar stories who worked with Lizzo, the lawyer. I'm Ron Zambrano.
Hi. Oh, he sounds
I'm
good.
I'm Ron Zambrano. He shared his firm has been examining dancers who examining dancers who worked with Lizzo on her Amazon Studios reality show. Lizzo, watch out for the big girls. Zambrano said in a statement that the original three accusers have bravely spoken out and shared their experiences, opening the door for others to feel empowered to do the same. So more to come for Lizzo.
And yeah. I'd like to see both sides.
Yeah, of course. You know? Innocent until proven guilty.
But I guess I feel, I don't know, I just feel bad. This is finally someone that breaks through with a different, I guess.
Presentation?
Not presentation, but just like that. What we think that a hip hop star, starlet or rapper or artist looks, what they should look like. And she's finally empowering a different generation and actually taking on body dysmorphia like head on. And to get that level of success, and then this happens, you know, again, I feel for the victims, but I want to know if they're, I want to see both sides.
Yeah, I think it's a bad sign, though, that it keeps coming. That's not good.
You know, here's the way I look at that. I mean, it just shows me that it doesn't matter. We're all human beings, and there are good human beings and bad human beings in every shape, size, color,
correct,
everything. And that's just, and that's why what makes it sad, because when you are helping people, which God knows, can you imagine what Lizzo's done for the psyche of individuals in our society? And then it turns out that this is it.
Well, we don't know.
If it's true, it's just, it's sad. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I agree
it,
with Rob,
you know?
Though. There are numbers. There are numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever accidentally FaceTime someone instead of calling?
Of course.
And suddenly realized you're not fit for public consumption?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest panics in the world.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
When you look down, you see that FaceTime graphic with like four sets of initials.
I just hit end.
I hit end like da 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 da.
I don't actually answer and explain myself. I just hit boop.
Did you guys get an update on the phone last night on your iPhone?
Oh, the new update is solid.
What have you noticed from it? I updated. But
you can, so
battery notification was the first thing I noticed.
Yeah,
about it.
But there's also, you'll be able to essentially now bump your phones for contacts with something that Androids have had forever.
Let's do that today.
And then
let's bump phones.
You'll be able to FaceTime on Apple TV now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And you know what it does? It uses your Apple TV, it basically syncs to your iPhone.
Yeah.
It uses your iPhone's camera that you put right in front of your TV, and then you FaceTime.
That's pretty cool.
That's neat. I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. Mr. Tech.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Right?
Nerd alert.
That is real. That's a
nerd
great
alert.
Nerd like alert.
Apple, though, this now, I didn't get this on my phone, but it's operating system on iPhones. I didn't see this on mine, what they're talking about here. Someone noticed a small but important change in the new beta version.
Yeah.
The red end call button, you know that when you got it on your phone, is in a different spot now. Instead of in the middle of the bottom, it's in the bottom right corner. Well, mine updated last night. It wasn't. So I don't know what the deal is with that. But
I'm going to call Oscar and see where it is on mine. So Oscar,
did you update?
Yeah, I did this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look at mine right here.
You want to call me?
No, it's in the same place. I don't have it.
Yep, so is mine.
But it says beta, so that it hasn't been released yet.
It has. Oh, okay. So yes. It's in a different spot. The problem is, out of habit, if you click where the end call button used to be, you'll hit FaceTime. So instead of yelling "screw you" and hanging up on someone, you could accidentally start a video.
I think most people are answering their phone with just their face, right? Not their body.
I think that
nostrils.
the moving around as you find your shot.
Yeah, I have a 5-minute call. You butt dialed me like 2 days ago, and I looked at my voicemail.
I butt dialed you.
Yes, I haven't deleted it yet. It's just you and I was like, I hit play on the messages. I heard you and Carla in the car, and I was like, well, I can't listen to that.
Yeah.
Was it, did you get anything spicy?
I didn't even get into it because I respect your privacy.
Okay, Grease.
Hey.
It just said a 5-minute call. I'm like, this has to be a butt dial.
Anything spicy?
I hate it.
Yeah, the other day.
I butt dial people more than any human being on the planet.
I really do.
I've never mastered the lock button. I've never said end of call, now lock phone.
Yeah.
And I'll always go, you know, so it could be FaceTime. It could be anything. Yeah. I just do it all the time. I've got these, you know, it's wearing my skinny shorts.
Yeah, look at that. It says, Mike, 5 minutes.
Yes.
Right? Literally just 5 minutes.
Exactly five minutes.
The fact that he saved it is disturbing.
I can delete it now.
No, he'll delete it.
I just didn't listen to it. I was like, yeah. Oh.
Okay. The other day, I did a FaceTime to our inter-show one.
Yes.
And I got out of it just in time, but I did panic, and I immediately sent a text and said, sorry about the accidental FaceTime. Yay, help.
So anyway, you have to be aware of that.
Yes.
If they're beta doing it, you think they'll put it out in the final version? Do you think they'll do that?
Yeah, and it'll be called VHS.
It'll be fine. Things change all the time.
It'll be okay. Finally today, while on a fishing trip with her family in late July, Tampa Bay Mayor Jane Castor, I love her oil. That is like a 1920s joke I just made.
You change your oil, Mayor? What's going on?
No, do you know what castor oil is?
I don't even know what that is.
It's in 1930s movies primarily. It's the trope is that it was really foul tasting, but it was to
make people feel better, right?
It was a laxative for children.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I believe so.
But it was oil.
Yeah, it was oil. And
castor oil would make you poop and make you feel better.
Yes, that was the ad campaign.
It's not for the car.
No, that was the
mayor's name, Jane Castor. She reeled in a big catch. She's a good Floridian. She was out fishing. She reeled in about 70 pounds of cocaine, valued at $1.1 million. The mayor told the Tampa Bay Times that the drugs, Florida, were found in a package adrift in the Atlantic Ocean. There she is on Pirate Day. That's very exciting. Oh, that's man.
Sadly,
wonderful.
Mike, that's not Pirate Isn't Day. That's her wedding.
That's
And confirmed, castor oil is primarily known as a stimulative laxative.
Wedding.
Don't you?
That's good. Good video day, folks. Check out our videos, please. What's that,
I'd give, it's catch and release in my eyes. If you bring in a kilo of cocaine, you got to put that right back where it was.
Well, if you're the mayor, you probably can't. You got to probably bring it to shore.
I think you can. No one's judging you. You're moving on with life.
Even though she had that lucky strike, she still doesn't have enough to buy a football team.
Well, I mean, when the cartels find you.
Yeah, it's scary. $1.1 million. They were out fishing for mahi-mahi. Great, great. My favorite.
Fantastic.
My favorite fish, by the way. Mm-hmm. Good eating. While other family members were perplexed by the package bobbing in the ocean, Castor, well, she was 31 years in the Tampa Police Department.
Oh, so she knew.
Including its first woman chief. So she's a cool lady. And she said she knew immediately what it was. Border Patrol agents then took possession of the package, which contained 25 bricks of cocaine, according to the Federal Law Enforcement Agency. You have to wonder, you know, did it fall out of a plane? Did it fall off a boat? That's pretty far north.
It's a rogue transport, right? Maybe a sub imploded and it came back
up. Maybe a sub imploded. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
A narco sub.
You're going to find out all about that when you go to Medellin.
My father knew a guy.
How do you import, export?
Yes. Well, how many stamps does this take? My father knew a guy my father used to spend a lot of time at the beach. And this guy, I won't mention his name, but he found a bale of weed that had washed up on shore. I mean, huge, like a 4-foot by 4-foot bale.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, gave it to the cops, but took out one pack. So when he gave it to the cops, it had one missing. It was a perfect cube with one missing. And they said, pardon me, sir, do you know where the rest of this is?
He said, it
might be in my car.
It's falling off the truck.
I'm too high to make up a lot. 70 pounds of coke floating in the ocean off the coast of Florida. We refer to that down here as a St. Pete iceberg. That's
it. Is there any buzz about the billions that were won in Florida?
The Jacksonville area is where it happened, and apparently around the country there were several $1 million winners.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as soon as I hear Florida, you know, we get a little excited.
Yeah.
We had our ticket sitting on the counter, and then, you know, as soon as we heard, like, St. Augustine, Jacksonville area, it's like, boo.
I would actually,
boo.
I'd feel different because I'd say, they sold a winner at a Publix?
Yeah.
Yeah. That big lottery business at Publix down here all the time. Go in, get your sub. In my case, pick up my many, many prescriptions for my myriad of antidepressants.
We've been to your Publix.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
Publix. Nice
it really
outfit.
Is.
It is. Very good outfit.
Do you want to make one up yourself? I named another one for the cocaine floating in Tampa Bay. A Colombian jellyfish.
That's better.
Or like bobbing for blow.
Also good. Like that.
There, Colombian jellyfish.
Colombian jellyfish. That's like your winner. Yeah. Big winner.
Say hello to my Colombian jellyfish.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break, and we've got a lot of show to come, ladies and gentlemen.
We do. We're just
don't you
started.
Go anywhere. More to come, just like the old Johnny Carson show.
I hope.
Yeah, that's what it is, everybody. I have a comedian that I truly, truly admire. It's all about poise, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Well, speaking of what we were just speaking of, it may be hot, but you can still chill.
Yes.
You know, you don't need to go out into the ocean and find a big bale floating on the beach.
No, no.
You know, you can get dadgrass. Mm. Chill out with dadgrass on your summer vacation. It's legal. It's organic, smokable hemp products. TSA approved, by the way. Enjoy the effects of cannabis with their low THC, high CBD pre-rolled joints. It gives you a clear head. It's like having a beer, glass of wine, instead of a 12-pack. It's awesome.
Yes.
And you get an awesome feeling from dadgrass. Explore their finest tinctures and gummies for all the mellow goodness, no smoke required. I promise you will love your flight. Dadgrass, and that's really TSA approved. We're not making that up.
No, you
that's
take
the
it
truth,
right
folks.
Through the airport.
I've traveled with it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't leave home without it.
Multiple
times. It's the Ginchiest. All dadgrass products federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. 20% off your first order. dadgrass.com/TMOS. Matt Rife is a comedian who is seems to have developed an amazing following.
Red hot, right?
A 27-year-old comedian and does a lot of social media work. Look at those guns. Look at those guns. I date him, for God's sake. Oh, Isn't he just dreamy?
He's been doing this since he was like 14 years old.
He's been a baby comedian. Yeah. And there is one clip, I think probably his most popular, that's floating around, where he engages a 40-something in his audience who sends him a naughty T-shirt and cookies on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And
this
guy, you know, and now it kind of makes sense with the poise, Oscar, because you talk about his crowd work, which I love that more than anything with a comedian.
That's the best, yeah.
And he engages with this absolute smoke show mom in his crowd, who sends him the risque T-shirt and the seductive T-shirt. And it is just fantastic. And I just think this guy, I think he's on the way. I mean, this may be bigger than big. God knows you know what
he's sold out 50-plus shows.
Yes.
He's on tour through the middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think 6 of them were in Chicago, or 5 of them were in Chicago, like every night.
Right.
He's coming to D.C. soon, all sold out. Like within minutes. Mm. If you want to get a ticket now, I want to take Shannon so she could drool all over him. just wasn't going to pay $500 to see that guy. I'll pay $500 to see Chris Rock, maybe Dave Chappelle.
Is he doing like a theater tour?
I think he's got DAR.
Oh, that's
Oscar,
okay. It's a pretty big venue. Yeah.
I think he's worth the ticket. I think he, and I'm not talking about the McDreamy factor. I'm talking about the fact that this guy is so composed. Because he's done it for so long. And just to see somebody, and I don't know everything about the guy, but there have been rumors about perhaps getting canceled or something like that.
Heard he's got a donger on him.
He did.
You say that about everybody.
But, well, he dated Kate Beckinsale. So there's that.
Oh, yes.
She of the Pete Davidson. If there's any credence to that particular thing.
Perhaps she has a type.
But he works this crowd.
Okay. Friday. And two shows on Friday, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Oh my God, all of these are sold out. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Three shows on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Two shows at the Warner Theater in March sold out. Like he's got six shows sold out.
Oscar's talking about venues that are big. I mean, these are big theaters.
When
venues.
I mean big,
we're talking like maybe 1,200, 1,500 seats a night.
That's
crazy.
What he does is that when you can, at that age, and I still consider 27 to be a kid,
mm-hmm.
and you can watch him just handle the flirtation, the comedy. And I've always thought that being too pretty as a comedian, being a too good-looking guy or mm-hmm. a too good-looking woman, maybe easier for a good-looking woman to do it.
Yeah.
But with guys, you know, you have to have kind of that goofy factor a little bit.
I think
it helps the presentation. It doesn't matter with this guy because he's just so composed. And I know I might be late to the party for this guy, obviously with him selling out shows. But I just wanted to profess my admiration for the guy. He's
Who do you think going through the years is the handsomest successful male stand-up?
Gallagher.
One or two?
You know, this would be the polar opposite of Gallagher. It really.
He doesn't do a lot of prop work.
The Gallagher, I just, you know, it was really.
You went.
I go to a Gallagher
you
show?
You did, yeah. And I think you came back.
At the State Theater.
You came back with a favorable review, I think.
I think I liked him. Because I think the actual material was there as well. But the first two rows were like, they got a raincoat.
I don't know.
What are you
nothing
reading about this
that.
Guy?
Okay.
Are you still sold out?
Well, I can go March 31st. Right after my birthday, which would be great.
That's right. You have to wait till birthday season to see this guy.
Jeez, I don't want to sit up front.
No, you don't want to be worked by the guy.
I don't
want to
be part of the show.
Yeah, but you know what? You might enjoy it. Be good for our show if you did that.
What if you said, I appreciate you picking me out. May I come up stage with you?
He really does. He does.
Can
a good
I feel
job
your abs, and then you can feel my wife's?
So check him out. It's really, really.
Would you
really go? Good. To a Matt Rife show? Yeah, but I mean, unfortunately, I have
why don't
to
you,
go.
Why don't we plan out a trip? You come up here, we'll go to that show together.
Because I'm coming up in the fall.
You can't come back up in the spring?
I could come up in the spring. Yeah, I could come up in
Mike
the spring.
Mike is like a vampire. He can only come up when invited.
Please let me into your home.
Hello, Matthew Rife.
Let me into your home. No, I would. I don't know if I'd want to fly to Washington to see the guy.
You would
you know?
See us, and it would just be a bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
We're here in D.C.
Would you like me to come twice a year instead of just once?
I don't think you should count the times you come up as painful moments in your life.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You can do what you want.
Remember, the dynamic has changed.
You know? How
you
about can do three what you times
I'll
every 2 years?
I'll be up in the spring as well, sir. What?
Three times every 2 years.
Don't you have family here?
No.
Your daughter's here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she counts as
well,
family.
No, but I mean, I don't think of her. Well, she lives with my my ex.
Yeah, but
so
she's allowed
to
leave,
come into
isn't
the
she?
City and have dinner with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I would come up and I guess I would. I'm used to them coming to me.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's true.
I'm planning on coming up in October
yes,
to see you guys.
Yes, you are.
And your daughter.
And my daughter. Yeah. Jeez. I'm not that thoughtless.
No, you're not.
But I'm going to see my daughter
at Thanksgiving.
If Carla
doesn't arrange it, I don't see them.
I've arranged all the Thanksgiving for the last 3 years.
They come to you.
That's right.
Which is wonderful.
Wouldn't it be a surprise?
It's sunny Florida. Hey, wouldn't you like to be in Florida in November?
Hey, what is it? You probably call it, hey, Lizzie, Dad's coming in town. We should have dinner.
She doesn't like me calling her Lizzie. Only your friends call her Lizzie.
I don't know.
Dad says Elizabeth. That's it.
Hi, Elizabeth. Get Connor and get the ring. Meet me at the restaurant.
Anything special? No, I don't know.
Do you know the Red Lobster on Route 50?
I do.
I know you do.
Oh, your favorite restaurant,
yes.
Mac.
Yeah.
Always that specific one.
Back Bay Cheddar God. Biscuits all yeah. around.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sleep deprived. That's why I'm having trouble responding to
right.
these things.
These were just simple questions. You got Jimmy here. You have so
I
many friends
I will tell you,
here.
October October is going to happen. March?
Great.
That's tournament season.
What?
That's the way
Yeah, but aren't
that
those
goes.
Mostly on the weekends?
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
You
these
can
are
work
weekday
around
shows.
Those.
Well, you guys, I mean, you guys, it's a two-way street. You guys, I owe you a trip up to Washington.
Well,
that's
what
why
if,
I'm coming up
we,
in
what if in March, Oscar and I and Matt Rife came to you?
Like you flew down with Matt Rife?
Yeah, we got on a plane. And
I'd love to get Matt Rife on the show. He's just a young guy. And he'd be very funny to panel with. And it would be great to talk about his overwhelming success and, you know, where he did it. I think the combination of McDreamy and decent stand-up comedy, especially with crowd work, has resulted in this guy blowing up. But it's also his social media presence and the way he has arranged
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's a modern comic. He knows how to work the system.
There are people out there that, or the people around him know how to work the system.
If he's been doing it since he's 14, I bet he knows
how
to work the system.
You still have to be great.
Yeah.
Dane Cook had that phenomena for a while.
But I hated Dane Cook. I think guys like Matt Rife better than they like Dane Cook. Dane Cook had that. You are the only guy I know that liked Dane Cook. It was Dane Cook was I didn't like
it.
Well,
for my generation, it was somebody new.
No, it's not generational. It doesn't matter. I like comedians of all ages, but Dane Cook had a jive factor. His stand-up was jive.
Didn't care for his presentation, didn't care for his attitude.
Right, had a bad attitude. That's what he had. Yes. A really bad attitude.
Bad attitude. And where is he
now? Is there anybody out there on the horizon right now that's striking you, either one of you, as somebody special? I think this
Nate
guy
Bargatze
is
very funny. Yeah.
Who?
Nate Bargatze. I like his stuff a lot.
I still stand by Ian Bagg.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Segura's latest special is fantastic.
Yes, mm-hmm. Tom Segura, who is the gold standard.
She's on Netflix as a joke. I don't know why I always forget her. It's not a common name. Starts with a C, curly hair. She was in the Schwarzenegger show.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Fortune
Femster.
Yes,
she is very, very funny.
So funny.
Yeah,
there you are. All right, so write them down and go ahead and check them out.
Oh, and
Jack Parr. Yes, that's a reference for all the 80-year-olds in our audience right now. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and we got something special coming up. Because we have sleep talking, and there's nothing more exciting than sleep talk analysis.
Yes.
Something I have faked before.
Oh.
Be right back. It's so hot, the Alabama Brawlers are now fighting over an ice cream cone. The Alabama Brawlers. So it's time to focus on your face, and DermGlow has everything in one place. DermGlow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine. The Sun Guard is fantastic. I use it every single day. I'm wearing it right now. Lots of it is on sale because it's not just Sun Guard. It's also a moisturizer that you put on your face. It's Sun Guard, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. And thank you for all the orders of Sun Guard. We appreciate that. It's DermGlow's number one selling sunscreen. Don't be a big, dumb, stupid idiot like Rob who goes out on a tube and gets burned. Protect yourself with DermGlow. Enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today. Tell them that Detroit native Pam Dauber sent you.
Yes!
Perhaps you remember Pam as Mindy McConnell.
What?
Perhaps you remember Pam as Mindy McConnell.
Yes!
On Mork and Mindy. No one knows that last name. Or as Samantha Russell in My Sister Sam. Dauber got her start as a fashion model for Photomat, Noxzema, Underalls, and many others. But she's no longer a Noxzema girl. Now she only uses DermGlow products to keep her looking young, happy, and relevant. What's wrong with you? This is like the only one he takes liberty with. You see that? He just goes,
no. Yeah, I'm sure Carla really appreciates this. All that's inside of it. She's just trying to sell some product.
Don't be sad. Don't be a sobber. Just treat your face like Miss Pam Dauber. With DermGlow. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings. Void in Cincinnati. Apple's not included. Oh, he's starting to go.
Buy some sunblock from Carla, please.
Yes,
Thank you very much.
They have afterpay.
You never know what these guys are coming in with to talk to me about every single day. That's what keeps the show fun and alive, ladies and gentlemen. And when Oscar said that he has discovered, is this a recent discovery that you've noticed about your wife?
Yes. And it's usually just conversations. I'll probably catch one once a month. She's a deep sleeper. For someone that doesn't sleep, she gets in the envelope around 9:30. She passes out before me. She's got her whole system of the timer on the TV, everything.
Oh, is she one of those people that makes the TV turn off after she falls asleep?
Yeah, I think it's actually not a bad practice. It's on all modern televisions.
Hit the timer. Some people say you shouldn't have any screens at all in the bedroom.
She does not have a problem.
All right.
So before we get into a discussion of Shannon sleep talking, Oscar was pleasant enough to record one of the sleep talking episodes.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's play that right here. Okay.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
You're close.
Wow.
You're close. So two nights ago, and I debated on bringing this in or not, because it's just probably not healthy for my marriage, but
oh, who no. cares? Oh,
it's good for the
no.
show.
Oh, no.
She, and let me preface this with this. We have heard on this show maybe once or twice in the past 10 years that I've known my wife, maybe 11 now, that we've been dating and then slash married five over those years. She has an accent. Like her, she's been hiding it our entire
Southern
lives.
Maryland accent.
Like yeah. a twang.
Which is
deep
a
down.
Variation of yes. a Baltimore accent.
Correct.
Now, question.
Downtown, that type
something
of
like
thing.
That. Yeah.
Right.
My stepfather, when he was alive, when he'd get upset, his Florida accent would come out.
No, but she hides this all the time.
She hides it all the time, yes. Even if she gets upset in daytime.
Yeah, like, okay. She said that she actively worked on hiding it in her teens.
That's very clever. Yeah. That's nice.
I also do a Shannon impression. You must have been a beautiful baby. by the way, a nightingale singing voice that I'd like to
she
hear again on the show.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to teach her the second line to that song. She won't take it. Okay. She just does right. the one.
So, so I hear this like twangy, the conversation coming out of, you know, her side
Dream.
Of her side of the bed, like mm-hmm. just coming from her side of the bed. And
is
Santos
is it the right side?
Yes, Santos is right next to us. We got two twin beds. He sleeps in the middle on the floor.
That's right, just like Desi and Lucy.
And she says, "If you get a divorce, then I can divorce my husband."
I wasn't prepared. I'm sorry. Hold on. I was not. I have to go back to the. Okay,
in
there
the twangiest
it is. Not too
loud,
please.
Accents.
Thank you. Give us that. I'm sorry. I need it one more time, please.
In a very twangy Southern Maryland hybrid. Who knows? I've only heard it a handful of times when she's been like hammered, and she doesn't really drink. So,
if you
get a divorce, like a happy, like if you get a divorce, then I can divorce my husband.
That's terrific.
And I hate to say in a good way, but it yeah. has to be. That has stopped the show.
Yeah.
As far.
Yeah.
Did you, what in the name of God went through your mind at this particular time?
Well, it stopped me. I was like, well, that was a good run.
Wow. Oh my. Oh, wow. Wow.
So we haven't confronted each other about it.
You haven't, you're bringing it up here. Was this recent?
Yeah.
Last night? Night before?
No. Maybe Friday. I felt like it was 2 days ago, but no, it was probably Friday or Thursday of last week.
In the days leading up to the talking in her sleep, have you seen any friends or anything that you wouldn't have normally seen?
No, I don't go snooping around.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, did you go out for drinks with, like, a buddy that you hadn't seen
no,
in a while?
No, we don't.
Is Charlie Burney treating you the same way he normally treats you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to add it up. I don't even know. I don't even have the time or the inclination to even start looking for anything.
She's been talking to me a lot.
Isn't
no
that
worries.
Isn't that strange?
It is weird.
That is just that is something to.
Yeah.
So, is the plan to ultimately deal with speak to her about it? Yeah, I know it's going to happen. You're going to need probably a little liquid courage
no.
to do it.
No, no. We went out. We had a nice date on Saturday. I haven't really thought about it.
Okay. You just happened to,
yes.
it popped into your
yes.
head this morning when you came in. He's obviously, it's somewhere back there.
Yeah.
No, I just figured what's going to bring some heat to the show, and Rob wasn't bringing anything, so I figured I'd bring it up.
Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
We can take a break and just deal with that. We can just stew on that one. That's, who knows, his call to be continued. If he brings
yeah,
it up,
yeah.
whatever.
Look,
I know she doesn't pop in very
this
often.
This is what I'm
boy.
Focused on.
Yes.
I'm focused on two things. Rebuilding TMOS.
Yes.
Having Podville acquired or going through an A round.
Yep.
And that's all I'm focused on.
I understand.
That's why she wants to divorce you.
Well, and that's why we need to get her in the studio. Yeah. That would be wonderful. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Mm. Oh, my God. Hey, Liquid IV. I got it right here. Hey, I have a new cup. Look.
Look at that.
This is my orange cup for my orange Liquid IV.
You know where he got that? The Orange Bowl at the mall.
Lemon lime, I should say. Not orange.
That's fine.
It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Now available in sugar-free. Last night at Michael's football game, I bring literally a bucket of Liquid IV to the... and there it is right now. There's the sugar-free.
Yes.
There's your Liquid IV. I bring a bucket of it to the 96-degree practices that we do, and it's fantastic. The sugar-free hydration multiplier uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast as water alone. Keep your daily routine exciting. Three new flavors, white peach, green grape, lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact because they have taken care of 39 million servings free to over people over in 50 countries. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com/TMOS. That's it. That's the code at checkout, 20% off anything you order. Promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, people.
Hello. Upside down.
Roll over. Rolling.
Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
Right? Rob, you'll notice that you know, we could probably go on an hour talking about that last thing, but we had to respect the flip side today.
Yes, so I wanted to give you
and also time. We're going to postpone the talk of the greatest comedy records because we don't have time to get into it today.
Maybe we can do that sometime next week.
Yeah, or be good bonus show material, I think,
okay,
as well.
Very
so
good.
We'll have that. Today is a day that I think most disc jockeys love. It's National Lazy Day, and I invite you to get your weaponry ready, Mike. I wouldn't normally play this, but this one goes out to Jimmy Cerrito for National Lazy Day.
Lazy, I don't want to go into the office.
Wow, you're not taking any... Wow! You're not taking any prisoners.
Hold on. I haven't killed it yet.
Oh.
Help me.
Oh, well, thank God I finally got... Oh,
no. Oh. My leg.
This is the parody record talking?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I like it.
Thank you.
So when you take a new job, you want to make a good first impression, right?
Uh-huh.
And the first home game as a Philadelphia Philly, there's a pitcher named Michael Lorenzen. He had a pretty good night. He pitched a no-hitter.
Oh. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Rojas sprinting it. He's under it. Makes the catch. And Michael Lorenzen has thrown the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history. He is being mobbed by his teammates as the Phillies shut out the Nationals 7-0.
The Nationals at the expense of the Washington team.
Exactly, wow. Exactly. So he's pretty popular up there in Philly now. Meanwhile,
I'm just kidding.
In the Barbieverse, I found this statistic very interesting. Ryan Gosling has become the 15th former Musketeer to hit the top 10 with a record.
Really?
And this goes all the way back to like the Annette Funicello days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But 15 Musketeers have had hit records. You got Britney Spears is among them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christina Aguilera was
It almost sounds like you're saying instead of Mouseketeers, you're saying Musketeers.
Mouseketeers. So say what you will, but Walt Disney loved his talent. He really, really did.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Mike, next time you go down to Ocean, you
want to. Down to Ocean, come on now. Hey.
Maybe I'll get a divorce when you divorce your husband.
You get a divorce, then I'll divorce my husband.
I don't know. He just don't understand me no more.
Mike, what's the best thing when you go down the ocean to get as like a souvenir?
Finding a family law attorney.
Well, that's more modern. I was thinking maybe like a box of taffy or one of them photo viewers that you get on the beach.
Thrasher's French fries.
But right now, if you go to the Sunrise Diner, they're having some financial troubles.
Okay.
So they're selling a new product, soap. But the soap is made out of bacon grease.
Well, this is actually something my great-grandmother did when we were growing up. She
That's not the right accent.
I know. He doesn't sound too high, does he?
It kind of just popped in my mind. You know, we're frying off so much bacon every day. I see all that grease. And I just experimented. I called my grandfather. And he walked me through the recipe, and I came up with something I really liked. We collect all the bacon grease. I clean it really well till it's just, like, pure, odorless lard. So you just mix it with water, and all, like, the crud, the odor, everything you don't want gets caught in the water.
Right.
And you just left with this lard on top that you cool, and you scrape off. And you repeat that process a few times, and you're just left with this pure lard that's really, really good for your skin.
Just like the beach at Ocean City, every day, they wipe the crud off the top of it.
Hi, Grandpa.
And that's all I got for you.
Oh, that's it. We're out of here. All right, we got to go. We'll be back with a bonus show, the best bonus show in town. Who knows? Maybe Skippy here will elaborate on, because I think if he's bringing it to the show, could be a variety of things, but you never know.
That's right. It could have
really
legs.
Down here. If it's in the intergovernment, it
that
might be.
Long
you never know. We'll see you tomorrow for the bonus
show. Wonder if he's tall.
Mac, nice job today. And see you at Red Lobster for Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Aloha.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It is a cutting-edge, high-tech firm out of the Midwest awaiting imminent patent approval on a next generation of radar detectors that have both huge military and civilian applications.
We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.